Bowling Green coming the length of the floor in a tie game. BG 80, Florida Gulf Coast 80. Fox will inbound it for Bowling Green. Caldwell, Turner, Fry, and Koch out on the floor. BG looking for the win. They inbound it to Fry, coming to midcourt. Dylan Fry into the front court. Long three for the win. Yes! With 0.2 of a second to play, Dylan Fry has had a tough day shooting, but he buries the bomb for the lead with less than a second to play. 83-80 Bowling Green. Dylan Fry, he wanted that shot, and he got it.
You're exactly right, and that's just a great shot by Dylan because he hasn't shot the ball well all night, so they were playing him for the drive. If you notice, Johnson sagged off of him way behind the three-point line, even though I don't think it mattered. Dylan was about 4 or 5 feet behind the line and knocked it down.
He was going to shoot that ball. Yeah. As soon as he caught the inbound, I knew he was going to shoot it.
He caught it.
They put 0.7 back on the clock, so it's at 0.9.
He caught it. He was in rhythm. He's great off the dribble, and like you said, he just right in rhythm. And like I said, the defense, he hadn't shot the ball well, so they were playing for the drive, and he pulled up and knocked it down.
Now Bowling Green with the three-point lead and 0.9 to go. Just don't foul. Florida Gulf Coast, they don't know what they're doing.
Wait, they don't have any more timeout.
Yeah, they have one.
Oh, did the Falcons call them? Oh, no, it was just stopping
was
for them
review.
To check the clock. Because I know I looked, they only had.
BG 83, Florida Gulf Coast 80 with 0.9 of a second to go. The Eagles just used their last timeout. They have to come the length of the floor. Dylan Fry just hit a three to give Bowling Green the lead. Falcon fans making some noise here at Stroh Center, the Bill Frack Challenge game. Florida Gulf Coast, one of the best mid-majors in the country, needs a miracle. Terrell Williams, he stepped on the line, looked like, and there is a...
He stepped on the line.
There's a no catch, a collision, foul, no foul, the game's over.
Well, if the one official paid attention, it was a turnover because he stepped on the line to make the entry pass.
What a strange ending. That ball was inbounded just into the front court. There was a collision, no whistle. Apparently the ball was touched. The clock ran out. The officials left. This game's over. Final score, Bowling Green 83, Florida Gulf Coast 80. Dylan Fry plays the role of hero, and the Falcons get the biggest win here at Stroh Center as far as non-conference goes in this building's history. And they move to 2-1 on the season.